Mustafa Barghouti.
Good evening, everybody. I'm very pleased and happy to be with you today in this social forum. And I would like to start by referring to what's happening in the world in the last 2 days. What we have seen, this terrible financial crisis, is reflecting how deep is the crisis of globalization today, and how profound is the effect of uncontrolled neoliberal economic policies in the world. What we have seen today and yesterday is another example of how poor people and middle-class people have to keep paying from their own money and their pockets and from their savings so that the richer people can continue to be richer and exploit others. What we've seen the last 2 days is a reflection of how serious and profound the militarization of our globe is becoming. The fact that countries spent more than $1,500 billion today on military equipment and on armies and on conducting wars all over the world. And one very specific example of how terrible this military policy is the situation in Palestine. A situation where oppression, discrimination, racism has gone beyond all limits. A situation where we have a combination of 60 years of dispossession, 41 years of military occupation, the longest in modern history, and now the appearance of one of the worst systems of apartheid in human history. What we see also in Palestine, and this is the message I come with from the Palestinian people to you here in Europe, is that there is a heroic, serious, effective, non-violent, peaceful resistance in Palestine against this oppression. That resistance requires and needs your support and solidarity. Some Israelis feel angry when we use the word apartheid. But tell me, what description you would use when you have a situation where a Palestinian is allowed to use only 50 cubic meters of water per year, while an illegal Israeli settler can use 42,400, 42 times more from our own water. What do you call a situation when Israelis make 25 times more income than a Palestinian, and we are obliged to buy products at Israeli market price? What do you call a situation when they make 25 times more than us and we have to pay double the price for electricity and water? What do you call a situation when roads are segregated? This has never happened, not during discrimination in America, not even in the apartheid system in South Africa, where the main roads can be used by Israeli military, settlers and citizens. But Palestinians would be arrested if they dare to drive or walk on their own roads. What do you call a situation when Palestinians are clusters in ghettos and prison-like entities? This is apartheid, and there is no other description of it. And I want to tell you, don't be misled or confused by the imitation of the so-called peace process. They claim that Annapolis will resolve the situation. Since Annapolis, and I'm telling you that because I know that the media will not tell you that, since Annapolis, the expansion of Israeli settlements in the occupied territories and in Jerusalem has been 38 times more than before. They brought Tony Blair, the Prime Minister of Britain, before. And they gave him a job description to make movement better. When he came, we had 521 checkpoints. Thanks to his efforts, today we have 620, almost 100 more. Since Annapolis, 523 Palestinians were killed, mostly civilians by the Israeli army, including 96 children. Since the last 6 years, the Israeli army has killed 1,056 Palestinian children. Tell me, is that acceptable? Can this be tolerated?
No.
Today, Gaza is under siege. Today, one of the worst environmental problems in the Middle East and in the Mediterranean is the pollution of the sea in front of Gaza, because Israel prevents Palestinians from dealing with their own sewage water. This cannot be accepted. Today, I must tell you, the world is not doing enough. And I will be frank with you and say, the solidarity movements and the social movements in the world have not yet understood that one of the main issues of solidarity and struggle today should be the struggle for the liberation of Palestine. And we have to encourage that. Israel is a huge military power, I know that. Israel has hundreds of nuclear heads, but nobody speaks about that. They're busy with Iran. They're busy with Korea. Nobody speaks about why Israel has 400 nuclear heads. Israel has the fourth largest army in the world, and Israel has just become the fourth largest military exporter of military equipment. And even countries like Sweden, which we respect because they respect human rights and they struggle for human rights, even countries like this still import military equipment from Israel. This should not be allowed to happen. This should change. I said to the Israelis, I said to them yesterday, we had a debate, and I said to them, when you as Jewish people struggled against Holocaust, when Jewish people struggled against the oppression in the Second World War and for existence with dignity, you did not have nuclear heads and you did not have armies, but you succeeded. And today we, the Palestinians, do not have nuclear heads, we do not have armies, but we will succeed because we also struggle for freedom and to live in dignity in this world. I must say, about 60 years ago, on a day like this, on the 17th of September, Count Bernadotte, a Swedish peacemaker, who was sent by Sweden and the United Nations to Palestine to make peace. On a day like this today, 60 years ago, he was assassinated by Israeli extremist group headed by Yitzhak Shamir, who became later the Prime Minister of Israel. Count von Bernadotte gave his life because he wanted to see peace and justice in Palestine. And today I tell you, we the Palestinians have suffered a lot, but we will not give up. We will not ever accept to be slaves of occupation or apartheid or racism. But people must see the reality that the struggle of Palestinians today is exactly like was the struggle of people in India for independence, people in Vietnam for their freedom, and people of South Africa against apartheid. We must see that this is a struggle for justice, and time comes, there comes a time in people's life when they cannot take injustice anymore. And this time has come to Palestine. So please, I ask you today, please make more efforts. We trust you. We trust the social forum. We trust you, social movements. And we would like to see you in the avant-garde of solidarity with this struggle for justice, for freedom, and thank you so much.